Right, let's get into some theology.
Okay, lad os dykke ned i teologien.
When it comes to the word power in the New Testament.
Når det kommer til ordet kraft i det Nye Testamente.
Let me just see where are we. There are several words used in the Greek which all mean different aspects of power.
Så der er flere forskellige ord som bliver brugt i det græske som betyder som har forskellige betydninger af ordet kraft.
But when it comes to what we're talking about today, moving in God's power, there are only three words that are relevant.
Men når vi taler om det her med at bevæge os i Guds kraft, så er der kun tre ord der er relevante.
Dynamo.
Dynamo.
No, mu.
Mu. Yeah. Dynamo.
Dynamo. Dynamai.
Dynamai.
And dynatos.
Or dynatos.
Three Greek words, and I'm going to explain to you what they mean. It's important we understand these words.
Tre græske ord, jeg skal forklare hvad de betyder. Det er vigtigt vi forstår det her.
Dynamo, dynamo,
dynamo
is a car with electric. No, dynamo.
You're a dinosaur.
Dynamo literally means powerful.
Det betyder kraftfuld.
That when the Bible says God is powerful among you, it's the word dynamo.
No. Når Bibelen snakker om Gud er kraftfuld i jeres midte, så er det dynamo der bruges.
It's used to describe everything that God can do.
Det bruges til at beskrive alt det Gud han kan gøre.
But the way the New Testament uses this Greek word.
Men måden som det Nye Testamente bruger det her ord på,
is very specific.
Er meget specifik.
It says this is literally what it means. If God can do it, you can do it.
Det her det rig mig hvad det betyder at sige hvis Gud kan gøre det så kan du gøre det.
In the level of God's power we have the same level of God's power that God has himself.
Og det når vi snakker om kraften altså det niveau som Gud har det er det samme niveau vi har som mennesker.
It's the church I'm talking about.
Altså her snakker vi om kirken.
It's the word that Paul uses when he says that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead lives in you.
Det er det samme ord Paul han bruger når han siger den samme kraft som opvakte Jesus fra de døde bor i jer.
The God is powerful, but it means that that power is yours.
At Gud er kraftfuld, men den kraft er jeres.
If God can do it, we can do it.
Hvis Gud kan gøre det, så kan vi gøre det.
Jesus said, you've seen all these things that I've done, you will do even greater things.
Jesus siger, I har set alt det jeg har gjort, I kommer til at gøre endnu større ting.
That's what it means.
Det er det det betyder.
It doesn't mean that we are equal with God.
Det betyder ikke vi er lig Gud.
It doesn't mean that.
Det betyder det ikke.
It means that we can do whatever God can do.
Det betyder vi kan gøre det Gud kan gøre.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because it's his power not ours.
Fordi det er hans kraft ikke vores.
Do you understand that?
Forstår I det?
It's his power not ours.
Det er hans kraft ikke vores.
So if God says to you, speak in that cave, let there be light and suddenly a little mini moon and mini sun will form.
Så hvis Gud han siger til dig du skal tale i den her grotte at der bliver lys og så vil et lille lys tænde sig.
God created the sun. You can create one too if God is in it.
Gud skabte solen. Det kan du også, hvis Gud er i det.
By just saying, let there be light.
Bare vil sige, lad der blive lys.
Now, of course, God is not into making more suns through you.
Gud han er ikke inde i at lave flere sole via dig.
Because it'll interfere with the whole gravitational pull and physics of everything.
Så ryger hele den kosmiske fysik.
But you get the idea what I'm saying.
Men I forstår, hvad jeg siger.
If God can do it,
hvis Gud kan gøre det,
we can do it.
Vi kan gøre det.
Because it's the same power.
Fordi det er den samme kraft.
That's what dynamo means, and it's used many times to describe the power that God gives His church.
Det dynamo det betyder. Det beskriver den kraft, som Gud giver til sin kirke.
If God can do it, you can do it.
Gud kan gøre det, så kan du gøre det.
And you got to remember that.
Og du er nødt til at huske det.
Because whenever you want to strengthen your faith,
fordi når du vil strække din tro,
remember what God has done in the past.
Så husk hvad Gud har gjort i fortiden.
But that only helps with stuff that's already happened.
Men det hjælper kun med ting der allerede er sket.
What about with these miracles needed that has never happened before?
Hvad med der hvor der behøves mirakler som aldrig er sket før?
There are always new miracles.
Der er altid nye mirakler.
I could tell you testimony after testimony of stuff I've never read or heard about.
Jeg kan fortælle jer lange historier om ting som jeg aldrig har læst eller hørt om.
That don't make sense.
Som ikke giver nogen mening.
But God was in it and God did it and it was a miracle.
Men Gud var i det og Gud gjorde det og det var et mirakel.
So dynamo, it's important to understand that.
Så dynamo er vigtigt at forstå.
Is to have the strong ability to do the task.
At have evnen til at den stærke evne til at gøre opgaven.
To have the ability to do it.
At have evnen til at gøre det.
That's God's power and you can read it, Philippians 4 verse 13. What does that say?
I Filipperne 4:13.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Jeg kan gøre alt i Kristus, som giver mig styrken.
That's what it says. I can do anything.
Jeg kan gøre alt
through Christ.
I Kristus.
That's dynamo.
Det er dynamo.
The second word,
det andet ord,
and this is the word used most in the New Testament to describe the power of God in the church.
Og det er det ord, der mest bruges til at beskrive Gud i kirken.
It's used 167 times in the New Testament.
167 gange i det Nye Testamente.
Dynamai.
Dynamai.
It literally means you are able.
Det betyder, at du har evnen. Er i stand til.
Not God is able.
Ikke Gud er i stand
til. We know God is able.
Vi ved godt, Gud han kan.
This word says you as the church are able.
Ja. Det her, det siger, du, altså kirken, kan.
167 times God says you're able to do this, you're able to do this, you're able to do this.
167 gange siger Gud, du kan, du kan, du kan.
It's overkill.
It's overkill.
Yeah, it's like God uses it too many times.
Gud bruger det for mange gange til, at det giver nogen mening.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because we don't get it.
Fordi vi forstår det simpelthen ikke.
100. Try and say I am able 167 times. By the time you hit 50, you've had enough.
Prøv at sige, jeg kan 167 gange. At når du når 50, så er du ved at have den fået nok.
God says it 167 times to His church.
Gud siger det 167 gange.
With my power, you are able to accomplish this thing.
Ved min kraft, der kan du udføre det.
To be capable, to be strong and powerful enough to achieve what it sets out to achieve.
At kunne, at være stærk og kraftfuld nok til at gøre det, som det evner at gøre.
It's used in one scripture there in Ephesians 3:20.
Efeserne 3:20 bruger det.
God is able to do immeasurably more in us than we ask for or imagine.
Hvad siger den danske?
Go on in.
Gud evner.
God is able to do more in us than we.
Han som formår med sin kraft, der virker i os, at gøre langt ud over alt, hvad vi beder om.
There you go. That we pray for this week is whatever we ask for or imagine.
Alt, hvad vi forestiller os. Ikke bare beder om, men alt, hvad vi kan forestille os.
I remember as a young guy in the ministry, I said, God, I can imagine a lot.
Som ung mand i tjeneste sagde jeg til Gud, Gud, jeg kan forestille mig rigtig mange
and
ting.
And your word says, you want to do in us more than we imagine.
Og dit ord siger, at vi skal gøre mere, end vi kan forestille os.
And then God did something that I never imagined before.
Og så gjorde Gud noget, jeg aldrig havde forestillet mig.
I'm like, okay, God, you rule.
Okay, jeg sagde, okay, Gud, du hersker.
You are bigger than my imagination.
Du er større end mine forventninger.
But it means we're able.
Det betyder, vi har evnen, vi kan.
Now, why am I giving it? This is the word of God.
Det er Guds ord, det her.
God has said this to His church. You are powerful, the same as me. You are able.
Gud har sagt til sin kirke, du er kraftfuld som mig, og du kan.
And then the next word, dynatos, is translated possible.
Og det sidste ord, dynatos, oversættes med muligt.
All things are possible for them who believe.
Alt er muligt for den
Jesus
som tror,
said.
Siger Jesus.
This word is found 15 times in the New Testament.
Står 15 gange i det Nye Testamente.
And it means all of them, that you are able, you are powerful, you are strong, you are mighty. It literally means you have the power to do it.
Det betyder, du er stærk, du er styrk, du har kraften. Grundlæggende, du kan gøre det her.
It's possible.
Det er muligt.
Nothing is impossible for God.
Intet er umuligt for Gud.
Therefore, dynamo says that nothing is impossible for us.
Derfor siger dynamo, intet er umuligt for dig.
God is able.
Gud har evnen.
Therefore, dynamai, we are able.
Derfor dynamis, vi har evnen.
With Christ, all things are possible. So with the church, all things are possible.
Med Kristus er alt muligt. Derfor i kirken er alt muligt.
It expresses the potential to do anything.
Det udtrykker potentialet for at gøre alt.
These words appear hundreds of times in the New Testament.
De her ord, de står hundredvis af gange i det Nye Testamente.
And speak about our ability,
og tale om vores evne,
capability,
mulighed,
possibility,
evne,
mulighed, strength and power,
styrke og kraft.
And they're said hundreds of times.
Og det står hundredvis af gange.
We are powerful.
Vi er kraftfulde.
Because it's not us.
Fordi det er ikke os.
We are vessels, channels, conduits.
Vi er redskaber, værktøj i hans hånd.
We are a pipeline.
Vi er et rør.
The God's power goes and moves through us.
At Guds kraft går via os eller gennem os.
Now, revival.
Vækkelse.
And we'll be talking about this next time in great detail.
Og det kommer til at tale om masser næste gang.
Is when the glory of God,
at når Guds ære, Guds herlighed kommer ned.
And it's the very air.
Og det er den ånd, vi det luft.
Heaven
vi,
comes
vi,
to earth, it's the glory and presence of God.
Når himlen kommer ned, så er det Guds nærvær.
That sits on a whole geographical area.
Som ligger sig på et helt geografisk område.
It's not only, it's no longer just in you.
Det er ikke længere kun i dig.
It's around you.
Det er omkring dig.
It's out there. It det, permeates and invades every home, every brick, every blade of grass.
Det går
everything.
Ind, det går ind i alt, hver eneste mursten, hver eneste græsstrå, hver eneste hjem. Overalt.
Remember, I started with that earlier.
Husk, jeg startede med det tidligere.
What happened in the Welsh revival?
Hvad der skete i den walisiske vækkelse?
What I said to you there is what happened in North Wales.
Hvad jeg sagde til dig, det var, hvad der skete i Nordwales.
It was much more powerful in South Wales,
det var
where I'm from.
Endnu mere kraftfuld i Sydwales, hvor jeg kommer fra.
And the guys that went from North Wales to South Wales, they already thought it was powerful where they were. They struggled to stay. What was the word I used with you earlier? It was overbearing for them in South Wales.
Ja. Og de mennesker fra Nordwales, der troede, at Guds nærvær var stærkt der, som rejste til Sydwales, opdagede lige pludselig, at det var ubærligt.
Many they couldn't stay there.
Mange var nødt til at forlade stedet, for de kunne ikke blive der, være der.
And I won't do too much. That's the power of God when it's poured out.
Det er Guds kraft, når den er udgudt.
Until that happened, it is in you.
Og indtil det sker, er det i dig.
And it comes into you.
Det kommer ind i dig.
And where it goes out of you, you decide.
Og om det skal ud af dig igen, det bestemmer du.
By what you do with it.
Ved
do you via,
hvad du
it
gør
yourself?
Med det. Hold du det for dig selv?
Do you hide in a cave or do you take it out and show the world?
Gemmer du det i en grotte eller tager du ud og viser det til verden?
That's the difference with the power of God.
Det er forskel med Guds kraft.
In a moment I'm going to talk about the purpose of the power of God that you, and you'll know that you have this.
Og ved et øjeblik vil jeg tale om formålet med Guds kraft og viden om du vil have det.
But it's the world around you, do they know you have this?
Men verden omkring dig, ved den at du har det?
That's the key for the flow of the power.
Det er nøglen til at kraften flyder.
So how do we walk in the power of God?
Så hvordan vandrer vi i åndens kraft?
The first qualification is what we spoke about last time. You've got to have the lifestyle of the kingdom in place in your life.
Den første kvalitet det kræver det her, det er det vi snakkede om sidste gang, du er nødt til at have livsstilen som riget medfører i dit liv.
You've got to be living under the authority of the lordship of Jesus.
Du er nødt til at leve under Kristi autoritet.
Authority, you cannot have the power.
Uden den autoritet får du ikke kraften.
That's what we looked at last time.
Det var det vi kiggede på sidste gang.
But when you are living in that power, in that kingdom,
men når du lever i det rige,
then you have to ask the questions. Is it working? Okay. No, I was just trying to speak when it's going in and out, but it didn't work. Right. Okay. Why is it that some people have more power and presence of God on their life than others?
Hvorfor er det, at nogle mennesker har mere nærvær af Gud og mere Guds kraft i deres liv end
andre? We've got to understand this principle.
Vi er nødt til at forstå det her princip.
The reason why that is all determined by the relationship and walk with God you have.
Årsagen til det er afhængig af den vandring med Gud du har haft.
As I said, if you spend more time with God, you become more like him.
Som jeg sagde, hvis du tilbringer mere tid med Gud, så bliver du mere lig ham.
One thing being in the presence of God does, it stretches your spirit on your inner man or inner woman, inner person.
En ting som at være i Guds nærvær gør ved dig, det er at den strækker din ånd.
I've never been in a church.
Jeg har aldrig været i en kirke
where the presence of God has moved greater than how he moves on me in my personal times with him.
Jeg har aldrig været i en kirke hvor Gud han virker stærkere på mig end han gør hjemme i min personlige tid med ham.
Up to this point.
Til nu.
I've never been in that.
Jeg har aldrig været i det.
It's always been the opposite.
Det har altid været modsat.
It's my experience with Jesus is far more stronger at home when there's no one around than when I'm in public ministry.
Min erfaring med Jesus har altid været meget meget stærkere når jeg har været hjemme alene end når jeg har været i offentlige tjeneste.
And the more time I spend there,
og jo mere tid jeg tilbringer der,
the greater power I have when I'm out here.
Jo større kraft har jeg når jeg er herude.
You understand what I'm saying?
Forstår du hvad jeg siger?
And but what I often feel is God stretching me. It's painful sometimes, stretching me on the inside.
Men hvad jeg ofte mærker, og det er smertefuldt nogle gange, det er at Gud han strækker mig indvendigt.
pulling and my spirit.
Han trækker og slider i min ånd.
And what I mærke, what's mærke in English?
Feel.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I notice, that's the word I'm looking. What I'm noticing in my ministry is that the greater God stretches, the more I contain.
Og hvad jeg ser i min tjeneste er, at jo mere Gud han strækker mig, jo mere kan jeg indholde.
And I've come to this conclusion, it's a process.
Og jeg kommer til en konklusion, at det her det er en proces.
It's a walk.
Det er en vandring.
I'm more stronger now in the spirit than I was 10 years ago.
Jeg er stærkere nu i ånden, end jeg var for 10 år siden.
And 10 years before that.
Og 10 år før det.
But that's because of remember what I said, experience and knowledge of the word builds your faith. And the more faith you have, the more you see.
Men det er sådan, jeg sagde, at erfaring og kundskab bygger din tro, og det handler om, hvor meget du ser.
And the more you see, the more you expect.
Og jo mere du ser, jo mere forventer du.
Because when you've seen God do something that was extremely miraculous and difficult, it's much easier to believe for it again.
Fordi når du har set Gud gøre noget ekstremt mirakuløst en gang, så er det meget lettere at tro for det.
And then when God meets that person, and after the fifth or sixth time, it's like, oh yeah, have it, and just carry on, and they're gone, you know.
Og når Gud møder den person, så er det meget lettere. Så efter 5-6 personer, så er det bare, jamen, og dig.
But sometimes.
Men nogle gange.
And this happened with the disciples. We'll look at it in a minute.
Og det skete med disciplene. Det kommer til at se på om et øjeblik.
You have to go through another stretching process.
Så når du skal gå igennem endnu en strækkelsesproces.
To go to another level.
For at komme til næste niveau.
Jesus put it this way. It says that in Matthew 10 that he gave authority to the disciples to drive out demons and heal the sick.
Jesus siger, at han gav autoritet til disciplene til at drive dæmoner ud.
And they went out in the towns and villages and so on and so forth.
Og de tog ud i byerne og i området.
But then they come to a point where the disciples couldn't drive a demon out of a deaf, mute, and dumb boy, I think it was.
Og så kommer der et tidspunkt, hvor de møder den her døvstumme dreng, og ham kan de ikke drive dæmonen ud af.
Now, Jesus had given them authority and power to drive demons out, but they couldn't do it.
Jesus han har givet dem kraften og autoriteten til at drive dæmoner ud, men de kunne ikke gøre det.
Is he lying?
Løg han for dem?
No.
Nej.
There's a very important truth to understand here.
Der er en meget vigtig sandhed at lære her.
And Jesus said, "Ah, yes."
Og Jesus siger, "Ah."
Those kind only come out by prayer and fasting.
Den slags kommer kun ud ved bøn og faste.
What's he saying?
Hvad siger han?
There are some demons that are so powerful.
At der er nogle dæmoner, der er så magtfulde i den åndelige verden.
They have so much authority.
De har så meget autoritet.
That you got to stretch yourself a bit more.
At du er nødt til at strække dig selv lidt mere.
Before they listen to you.
Før de lytter til dig.
You got to pray and you got to fast.
Du skal be og faste.
What is praying and fasting? Now, some people just fast.
Nogle mennesker de faster bare.
We'll deal with fasting in another point.
Vi tager til fasten på et andet tidspunkt.
Fasting kills off your flesh but sharpens your spirit.
Fasten den dræber kødet og skærper din ånd.
Hvis you are praying in the presence of God.
Hvis du beder i Guds nærvær.
If you are just going without food.
Hvis du bare går uden mad.
That's dieting.
Det er kaldt en slankekur.
That's not fasting.
Det handler ikke om faste.
Fasting has, because people of every religion fast.
Mennesker fra alle religioner faster.
It doesn't make them more powerful.
Det gør dem ikke mere kraftfulde.
It has to do with reading and meditation and praying, being in the spiritual realm with Jesus.
Det har noget at gøre med at læse ord og grunde på skrift og meditere og være i det åndelige nærvær med Kristus.
It's good for you physically to do it.
Det er godt for dig fysisk at gøre.
As long as it's not for too long.
Så længe det ikke var for længe.
But when you're doing prayer and fasting at the same time.
Men når du beder og faster samtidig.
The Old Testament teaches a lot about fasting, about that you're humbling yourself before God and saying, God, this is serious. I really want you to do this. It get God's attention.
Gamle Testamentet lærer meget om fasten, og hvordan det handler om at ydmyge sig inden for Gud og sige, Gud, jeg ønsker virkelig det her.
You get God's attention when you're praying and fasting.
Du får Guds opmærksomhed når du beder og faster.
And what it does, it's stretching and sharpening, and you can feel it. Your stomach shrinking, and that hurts, but your spirit's growing.
Og du kan mærke det, fordi din mave den krymper og din ånd den vokser. Det gør ondt.
The longest I've ever done is 7 days.
Det længste jeg nogensinde har gjort er 7 dage.
Pure hell.
Det var ren helvede.
It was horrible.
Det var frygteligt.
When people tell you after the fourth day you don't get hungry, they're lying.
Når folk siger, du ikke bliver sulten efter fjerdedagen, så lyver de.
I did a 3-week, a 21-day Daniel fast.
Jeg gjorde en 21-dages Daniels faste.
Where you just eat vegetables.
Hvor du kun spiser grøntsager.
That is even worse.
Det er endnu værre.
Because you eat the biggest plate full of vegetables and fruit.
Hvor du spiser den største tallerken fuld grøntsager og frugt.
But it's like 98% water.
Men det er 98% vand.
Half an hour later, you're starving again, but you keep going back for the toilet.
En halv time senere, så er du sulten igen, men du løber frem og tilbage til toilettet.
After 3 weeks.
Efter 3 uger.
I was still starving.
Jeg var stadig sulten.
I didn't lose any weight.
Jeg tabte ikke vægt.
But boy, was I spiritually sharp.
Men nej, hvor var jeg åndelig stærk.
Because I took 3 weeks off from work and I was praying every day.
For jeg tog 3 uger fri fra arbejde, og jeg bad
hver
eneste dag.
Oh my goodness, man, I was hot.
Åh, jeg var varm.
I could sense people as they just walked past. What they're going through in their lives, like I could read their diary.
Jeg kunne mærke, når mennesker gik forbi mig, hvad de gik igennem i deres liv, som om jeg læste deres dagbog.
I would be driving past, like a village, like this, past the houses, and I'd say saved, unsaved, demon possessed, sick. I could feel everything in every house. What's going on?
Jeg kunne, når jeg kørte igennem en by i min bil, så kunne jeg mærke frelst, ikke frelst, frelst, dæmon besat, frelst, alt hvad du kunne mærke.
It was the spiritual sense. That God gives us.
Den åndelige følelse Gud giver os.
Was so sharp after 3 weeks.
Var så skarp efter 3 uger.
Man, oh my, I loved that.
Det elskede jeg.
And Jesus says, you know, something to get greater power, we have to pray and fast.
For at få større kraft må vi bede og faste.
When I started out in the ministry, I would fast every Monday all day. I'd get along with God and I'd fast 24 hours with Jesus.
Da jeg først blev frelst, der brugte jeg hver eneste mandag i faste og sammen med Gud.
And then the first 3 days of every month.
Og de 3 første dage hver
Monday,
måned.
Tuesday, Wednesday, along with God fasting.
Mandag, tirsdag, onsdag.
I did that for about 20 years.
Det gjorde jeg omkring 20 år.
After the fasting.
Og efter
you
faste,
could hear God, you sense the Spirit. There is a different element. Not that you have more power in that sense. Your spirit is far more sharp.
Du kunne føle Gud, du kunne mærke Gud. Ikke at du har mere kraft på den måde, men du kunne mærke Gud, høre Gud.
Power comes from your knowledge of God.
Kraften kommer fra din viden om Gud.
And of course, baptism, the Holy Spirit.
Og selvfølgelig åndsdåb.
What I have, I give to you.
Hvad jeg har, giver jeg til dig.
And when we do that,
når vi gør det,
when we spend time in his presence.
Når vi bruger tid i hans nærvær.
And the my old pastor said it's like a balloon, you know, the more God blows into it, the bigger it gets.
Min gamle pastor, han sagde, at det var som en ballon. Jo mere Gud han blæser ind, jo større bliver.
And then the bigger the balloon is when you let the air out, you know, the more wind hits the people.
Og jo større ballonen gør, når du så begynder at lukke luft ud, så er der endnu mere vind, der rammer menneskerne.
You know, if you like a brand new balloon, you know, it's really hard to blow up, and it's just like the size of your fist, you're like, that's it, gone, that's all you can have.
Hvis du tager en helt ny ballon, som er svær at putte op, så får den kun til din håndstørrelse, og så er der bare ikke rammer luft i den.
But if you allow God to keep stretching you,
men hvis du tillader Gud blive ved med at strække dig,
blow in you, make you a bit bigger,
pust ind i dig og lad dig blive større.
It's sanctification. It takes all our lives.
Det er retfærdiggørelse. Det tager hele vores liv.
But we become bigger and bigger
større,
and bigger
og større,
and bigger
og større,
and bigger, so that when God squeezes us,
så når Gud
out can come. You know, you're not just a little party balloon anymore. You're a big hot air balloon that's carrying loads of people. And when that goes bang, poof, everybody's getting it.
Så når du er ikke kun den her lille ballon mere, men du er en stor varmluftballon. Og når den springer, så mærker alle det.
When I was 18,
da jeg var 18,
I met a 24-year-old young man.
Så mødte jeg en 24-årig gammel mand.
His name was Matthew.
Han hed Matthew.
That guy, I've never met anyone that's carried more presence of God than him.
Jeg har aldrig mødt nogen, der har båret mere af Guds nærvær end ham.
When he walked in the building in our church, and our church was about 400 people, so it was a big, long place.
Når han gik ind i en bygning og i vores kirke, og vores kirke, den er stor, den indeholdt 400 mennesker.
You knew he walked in.
Så vidste du, at han gik ind.
Because the presence of God walked in before him.
Fordi Guds nærvær kom ind før ham.
I never got the chance to speak to him to ask him how did he get like that.
Jeg kom aldrig
til at young age.
Jeg fik aldrig muligheden for at spørge ham, hvordan han fik det ved så ung alder.
But a few years later I met Stuart, his mate that he was working with.
Men nogle få år senere så mødte jeg Stuart, hans ven, som han arbejdede sammen med.
And I asked him.
Og jeg spurgte ham.
Says he will spend hours a day in the presence of God.
Og siger, han bruger timer hver dag i Guds nærvær.
And he's done it for like 10-15 years.
Og det har han gjort i 10-15 år nu.
Since he was a young teenager.
Siden han var en ung teenager.
That's available to us all.
Det er tilgængeligt for os alle.
To contain that kind of presence and power.
At indeholde den slags nærvær og kraft.
And when he spoke,
og når han talte,
demons fled.
Så flygtede dæmonerne.
Sicknesses were healed without even laying hands. Be healed.
Sygdom forsvandt. Ikke vælge håndspålæg, men bare ved han talte. Vær helbredt.
We are able.
Vi har evnen. Vi kan.
We have the power.
Vi har kraften.
It has to do with our hunger for it, our burden for it, our price that we pay for it.
Det har noget med sulten og vores byrde for det og den pris vi ønsker at betale.
Now it's to me it's a contradiction of term, the price we pay.
For mig så er det en modsætning at prisen vi betaler.
Because that says spending time with Jesus costs us.
For det siger at pris at det betaler, det koster noget at bruge tid med Jesus.
How can it cost?
Hvordan kan det koste?
Spending time with someone you love.
At bruge tid sammen med en du elsker.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Forstår, hvad jeg
How
mener?
Can that be a sacrifice unless your mind is on other things?
Hvordan kan det være et offer med mindre dine tanker er et andet sted?
How can it be a burden to pray?
Hvordan kan det være en byrde at bede?
How can it be a burden to worship Jesus and come into his presence?
Hvordan kan det være en byrde at lovprise ham og komme i hans nærvær?
It shouldn't be, but it is.
Det burde det ikke være, men det er det.
That's down to our choices of lifestyle.
Det handler om vores valg af livsstil.
Because the more you taste of God, the more you want, the hungrier you get. Did I say that last time or was that in church on Sunday?
For jo mere du smager af Gud, jo mere.
See, in the we'll talk about this next time, but in the physical realm,
i det fysiske verden,
you eat when you get hungry.
Så spiser du når du bliver sulten.
Galatians 5 tells us that the flesh and the spirit are opposite each other.
Galaterne 5 fortæller om at kødet og ånden er modsat.
In the spiritual realm, the more you eat, the hungrier you get.
I det åndelige så er det jo mere du spiser, jo mere sulten bliver du.
Because once you taste some of the greatness of God, you always want more.
For hvis du snart har smagt Guds storhed, så
you get
du bare
hungrier,
mere. Du bliver sulten
and hungrier,
og mere sulten
and hungrier.
Og mere sulten.
And I was listening to this guy's testimony last night.
Og jeg lyttede til den her fyrs vidensbyrd den her den aften.
And I witnessed to the he was 17 years old in the 1904 Welsh revival.
Og her, man han var 17 år gammel under 1904 vækkelsen.
And he was 90 years old when they recorded this interview with him.
Og han var 90 år gammel da de lavede det her interview med ham.
And you could hear, sense and feel the man's hunger.
Og du kunne høre og fornemme den her mands sult.
When the interview asked him, "Do you miss?" When he's talking about the way the God was there, he said, "Do you miss living in that presence?"
Og når de talte om det her, hvad der var sket dengang, så blev han spurgt, savner du den Guds nærvær?
And you could hear in his voice as he began to cry.
Og du kunne høre på hans stemme, som han begyndte at græde.
And he just said, "Turn the tape off."
Og han siger, sluk optagelsen.
And we never hear what happened then, and then they turned the tape on later, and they could carry on with the interview.
Vi hører ikke hvad der sker der, men og lige senere der tænder de
på
optagelsen
igen. But you could hear and you could sense.
Men du kunne høre og du
kunne
fornemme.
That man's desperate hunger.
Den mands desperate sult.
For that to happen again.
For at det her det skulle ske igen.
Because once you've eaten.
Fordi når du har smagt.
You'll always be hungry for the real thing.
Så vil du altid være sulten efter det rigtige.
And it's getting into the presence.
Og det er det at komme ind i nærværet af ånden.
So when God, we are shaped enough, we are shaped with him.
Når vi er rystet nok, så bliver vi formet med ham.
And we have an opportunity.
Og vi har en mulighed.
It flows.
Det flyder.
And it flows, it's not a pie, it's a river.
Det er ikke en kage, det er en flod.
What I mean by that is there's like here, you know, there's little pieces of like pie, and once you've given the pieces out, there's nothing left.
Og det jeg mener,
that's
det er,
not
hvis,
it.
Hvis vi har en kage, så kan vi give forskellige stykker væk, og så er der ikke mere tilbage. Sådan er det ikke.
It's a river.
Det er en flod.
Once you let those rivers of living water start flow, you get more from heaven flow and more, and it never runs. It's a well that never runs dry, the Bible says.
Så snart du lader floden af levende vand flyde, så vil der flyde mere til, og den bliver mere flyde og bliver ved at flyde, og det er en flod af levende vand, som aldrig løber tør.
That's why you can keep going for hours.
Det er derfor du kan blive ved i timevis.
When the spirit is flowing, in fact, it's life,
no,
it's strength, it's health. They're getting blessed, but you are feeding off it as well.
Det er ånd, og det er liv, og det er fornyelse, og de bliver velsignet.
It's exciting,
men du også
it's energizing, it's you don't grow weary and faint.
Du bliver ikke udtrættet og træt.
If it's the spirit.
Hvis det er ånden.
You get infused by its power also.
Så du tændt af dens kraft også.
the purpose of power in our lives.
Årsagen til kraften, eller ja, formålet med kraften i vores liv.
The first thing is to form the character of Christ in you.
Nummer et, at danne Kristi karakter i os.
We can't live this life in our strength.
Vi kan ikke leve den her liv i vores egen styrke.
God fills us with his power to help us to live this life.
Gud fylder os med sin kraft for at hjælpe os med at leve det her liv.
Otherwise we just fail in frustration.
Ellers vil vi bare gå galt i frustrationer.
And more and more as we allow the Spirit to move and mold us, we get greater and greater personal victories over our sins.
Og jo mere og mere vi lader ånden forme os, jo større sejr vil vi få over personlig synd.
That power is for you.
Den kraft er for dig.
To be strong in the Lord and his mighty power,
at være
Paul
stærk
says
i ånden.
In Ephesians 6.
Og hans kraft, som står i Apostlen.
Not in your own strength, but in his strength, it says, be strong.
Ikke i din styrke, men i hans styrke, står der.
Secondly, God gives us this power to develop an effective prayer life.
For anden så giver os den her kraft for at udvikle et effektivt bønsliv.
Our flesh does not want to pray.
Dit kød ønsker ikke, at du skal be.
It likes talking to people.
Det kan godt lide at snakke med mennesker.
But it doesn't like talking to God.
Men det kan ikke lide at snakke med Gud.
Because it knows God wants to crucify and kill it.
For det ved godt, at Gud han ønsker at korsfeste og dræbe det.
Galatians 5 tells us this.
Galaterne 5 siger det.
It always wants what's opposite the Spirit.
Det ønsker altid det modsatte af hvad ånden vil.
It's fighting against what the Spirit wants.
Det kæmper altid mod hvad ånden vil.
One of the first things I began to realize in baptizing the Holy Spirit was at the time I was unemployed.
En af de første ting, som jeg begyndte at indse, efter jeg begyndte fuldt i Helligånden, og jeg var på det her tidspunkt uden arbejde.
And I would quickly get bored.
Hvor hurtigt jeg blev begyndte at kede mig.
But I remember when the Spirit began to speak to me and say, "Well, come and read your Bible and pray."
Og men når ånden begyndte at sige til mig, kom og bed og læs din Bibel.
My mind would find a million things I to do.
Så ville min hjerne finde en million ting, jeg
that
skulle
are
gøre,
really good to do.
Som er rigtig gode at gøre.
And not pray.
Og ikke be.
I would sit there for hours beforehand. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Jeg sad i timevis før det her og tænkte, hvad skal jeg gøre? Jeg kedede mig.
But the moment my spirit said, "Let's go pray," my flesh found a million things to do.
Men det øjeblik min ånd sagde, "Lad os gå og bede," så fandt min
What is that?
En million ting at gøre. Hvad er det?
That's the fight within us.
Det er kampen i os.
And the one we feed is the one we get stronger in.
Og den vi giver næring til er den der vokser.
God gives us the power.
Gud giver os kraften
to overcome our flesh and develop
at vinde over kød,
pray
og udvikle bøn,
but then effective prayer lives
med et effektivt bønneliv.
The Holy Spirit has led me in some prayers that I've seen demons driven out of whole towns.
Helligånden har ledt mig ind i bønner, hvor jeg har set dæmoner drevet ud af hele byer.
In great visions that he's shown me.
I store visioner, som han har vist
mig. That's just inspired me to pray even more.
Som bare har inspireret mig til at bede endnu mere.
There's great power.
Der er stor kraft
in prayer.
I bøn.
And there's one thing I never lack faith on.
Der er en ting, jeg aldrig mangler tro på.
Is the power of prayer, because I see what it does all the time.
Bøns magt, fordi jeg har set, hvad det kan gøre hele tiden.
James, the prayer of a righteous man is both powerful and effective, the Bible says.
Jakob siger i Bibelen, at en retfærdig mand har stor kraft.
What I've already spoken about, point 4, God gives us power to have victory over our personal battles of sin.
Punkt 4 har allerede snakket om, at Guds kraft giver os magt til at have sejr over vores personlige kampe.
It don't matter how young or old you are, we all have battles with personal darkness.
Det handler ikke om hvor ung eller hvor gammel du er. Vi har alle sammen kampe, vi kæmper med personlig synd.
And you know, I used to think the older I get and the closer I get to God, the easier it will get.
Jeg har altid tænkt, at jo ældre jeg bliver, jo nærmere kommer jeg Gud, og jo lettere bliver det her.
No.
Nej.
The closer you get to God, the harder it is.
Jo tættere du kommer på Gud, jo sværere bliver det.
Because the brighter his light is.
For jo stærkere er hans lys.
And even the tiniest speck of darkness is not acceptable anymore.
Og selv den mindste dot er mørke,
if you want to go further in,
vil ikke være acceptabelt, hvis du ønsker længere ind.
Without burning up.
Uden at brænde.
The closer you get to God, the less grace there is.
Jo nærmere du kommer Gud, jo mindre nåde er der.
Jesus said it this way.
Jesus sagde det på den her måde.
The more you know, in Luke 12, the more you know,
Lukas 12, jo mere du ved,
the more you'll be accountable for.
Jo mere vil du blive holdt til ansvar for.
And you look at any man, great man or woman of God of the past.
Kig på enhver stor mand eller kvinde i fortiden.
And read about them.
Og læs om dem.
And even though they've moved in incredible power.
Og selvom de bevæger sig i stor, stor kraft.
They talk about the darkness that's within them.
Mørket der er i dem.
And you're like, they're holy men.
De er hellige mennesker.
Yes, they are.
Ja, det er de.
They're just closer to God.
De er bare tættere på Gud.
And we'll never be 100% free.
Og vi bliver aldrig 100% frie.
Until this flesh is glorified.
Før det her kød det bliver hellige og herlige.
When we die or when Jesus raptures us.
Når vi dør eller han tager os hjem.
It's the battle of the flesh and the spirit, but God's power gives us more victory and over those sins.
Det er kødets kamp mod ånden, men Gud giver os kraften til at overvinde disse.
He makes us more than a conqueror.
Han gør os til mere end sejrende.
How do you become more than a conqueror?
Hvordan bliver du mere end sejrende?
If you're a conqueror, you've won.
Hvis du er sejrende, så har du vundet.
But what is more than a conqueror? What does that mean?
Men hvad er mere end, hvad betyder det at være mere end sejrende?
I remember praying for a woman once who was struggling with alcoholism with wine.
Jeg bad for en kvinde på et tidspunkt som kæmpede med alkoholisme.
And as I'm praying, God just revealed to me what that word means, being more than a conqueror.
Og jeg bad Gud vise mig hvad det her ord betyder, at være mere end sejrende.
And I said, well, God is going to make you more than a conqueror of this sin.
Og jeg sagde, Gud han vil gøre dig til mere end sejrende over den her synd.
And she opens her eyes, she says, well, what does that mean?
Og så åbner hun øjnene og siger, hvad betyder det?
I said, it means this.
Så det betyder det her,
that you're going to be able to walk into a shop full of red wine,
at du kommer til at kunne gå ind i en butik fuld af rødvin,
and look around,
og se dig omkring,
and laugh,
og le,
and say, what was the problem?
Sige, hvad var problemet?
And walk out,
og gå
laughing
ud igen, mens du griner.
That's more than a conqueror.
Det er mere end sejrende.
Jesus doesn't just, oh, I resisted that sin when I was in that show. I just got out alive.
Og jeg mustede den synd. Det var ikke sådan, jeg skulle bare mustede den, jeg kom lige netop ud.
No, it's to look your sin in the eye and think, you have no power.
Nej, det er at se synden i øjnene og sige, du har ingen kraft.
And you walk out laughing in the spirit.
Og du vandrer ud i det.
God makes us more than conquerors.
Gud gør dig mere end sejrende.
His power gives us victory over our sins.
Hans kraft giver dig sejr over synd.
Now it gets interesting. God's power is given us to destroy the works of the devil.
Nu begynder det at blive interessant. Guds kraft giver os magten til at ødelægge djævelens gerninger.
Now this is important to understand that when it comes to praying against spiritual entities.
Det her det bliver spændende, fordi vi begynder at handle om
demons and stuff.
Magten til at bede mod dæmoner.
And their work.
Og deres gerning.
Not everything that's gone wrong, not every sickness, not every darkness is because of Satan.
Ikke alt sygdom, alt der går galt og alt mørke er fra Satan.
Sometimes we give him glory that wasn't him at all.
Nogle gange giver vi ham ære for noget der ikke er hans.
We've got to be careful.
Vi er nødt til at være forsigtige med det.
The Bible says this: the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Bibelen siger at Guds sønner er ledt af Guds ånd.
The sons of God. That you and me are led by the Spirit of God.
Er ledt af Guds ånd.
So we need that gift of discernment.
Så vi er nødt til at have den der kundskab.
Is that a human spirit doing this?
Er det en åndelig,
is that a demonic spirit behind this?
Eller en demonisk ånd bag det her?
It's just a collection of fate and circumstances and bad luck.
Er det bare omstændighederne der gør det her?
Is it God's hand causing this to happen?
Er det Guds hånd der gør det her?
Because God will cause bad as well as good things to happen.
For Gud han kan også få dårlige ting til at ske.
Read your Bible.
Læs jeres Bibel.
Yeah. God didn't. It wasn't the devil that killed Ananias and Sapphira. That was God that killed Ananias and Sapphira.
Det var ikke Gud der slog Ananias og Sapphira ihjel. Det var ikke Gud.
In fact, the Bible says the Holy Spirit struck him down dead.
Der står faktisk at Helligånden slog ham ned, så han var død.
Yeah. What? John the Baptist's dad, when he got dumb, he couldn't speak for 9 months.
Da Zacharias han blev stum og kunne ikke tale i flere måneder.
Why couldn't he speak for 9 months?
Hvorfor kunne han ikke tale i 9 måneder?
Because he didn't believe what the angel had told him about John the Baptist, his wife's son.
Fordi han troede ikke på det, som Gud havde sagt, Guds engel havde sagt om Johannes døberen.
And he laughed at the angel.
Og han lo af englen.
And so he struck him dumb till the baby was born.
Så han slog ham til at være stum indtil barnet var født.
He couldn't speak.
Han kunne ikke tale.
And there are many other instances all across the Bible.
Og Bibelen er fuld af det her ting der sker.
But what Romans 8:28 does promise us.
Men det som Romerne lover os.
God works all things together for our good.
I 8:28 at Gud får alt til at samvirke til gode for den som tror.
Why did my wife lose those two babies?
Hvorfor skulle min kone tabe de to børn?
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Det ved jeg ikke, og det er
it happened.
Det er lige meget, det skete.
But I do know now.
Men jeg ved i dag
that God prepared us to minister to that young baby that's alive today.
At Gud han forberedt os til at betjene det unge barn eller det unge baby som er i live i dag.
There is stuff we don't understand what God is doing because we don't see the big picture.
Der er ting vi ikke forstår Gud han gør, fordi vi ser ikke det store billede.
But we still trust him.
Men vi stoler stadig på ham.
God So there are some things that God can do.
Så der er nogle ting, som Gud han kan gøre.
But is it God? Is it the devil? Is it man? Is it circumstances? Is it just bad luck? What is it?
Er det Gud? Er det menneske? Er det Satan? Er det dæmon? Er det dårlige omstændigheder? Eller er det bare sort uheld? Hvad er det?
1 Corinthians 2, we read it to start today.
Vi læste i starten af fra 1. Korinther 2.
Who knows the mind of Christ?
Hvem kender Kristi sind?
We do, because it's revealed by the Spirit.
Vi gør, fordi det er
And when we're guided by the Spirit.
Og når vi er guided af ånden.
You can pray so and target things specifically.
Så kan du bede og angribe ting direkte.
I remember I don't get depressed.
Jeg bliver ikke deprimeret.
I don't know whether I'm too stupid or
ikke,
what I don't know.
Eller hvad, men...
Whether I don't see the danger in things, I don't know what it is.
Faren, eller hvad det er. Jeg ved det ikke.
I'm not clever enough to understand what the circumstances are really saying, or I just trust God. I don't know. I don't
jeg er ikke smart til at indse, hvordan omstændigheden egentlig er, eller
But
om,
I was
eller,
depressed.
Om jeg bare stod på Gud.
I was depressed once in my life for 9 days.
Men jeg deprimeret en gang i mit liv i 9 dage.
And I didn't know why. I was just depressed.
Jeg vidste ikke hvorfor. Jeg var bare deprimeret.
And I started praying and fasting.
Og jeg begyndte at bede og faste.
And I started smacking and cursing and binding and smashing every demonic spirit that I could think of.
Og jeg begyndte at slå og kæmpe og binde og uddrive hver eneste dæmoniske ånd jeg kunne tænke på.
And after the 5th day of this depression.
Og efter 5 dage den her depression.
Very clearly I heard the spirit speak to me.
Så hørte jeg ånden tale til mig.
Please stop praying against us. Leave us alone. It's not us that's caused this.
Vær venlig, lad være med at bede imod os.
Seriously,
lad
that's
os
what
være.
I hear.
Det er ikke os, der gør det her.
Some kind of spirit had had enough. Stop it! Stop praying against us. It wasn't us.
En eller anden ånd havde fået nok og bare sagde, lad nu være. Det er ikke os det her. Lad være at bede imod os.
Because I thought it was.
Vi troede det var dem.
And it wasn't.
Og det var det ikke.
9 days. That was 4 days later. I came out of it.
4 dage efter kom jeg ud af det.
God just and just give me a revelation what just happened.
Og Gud han gav mig bare en åbenbaring om hvad der var sket.
God had put me in that darkness.
Gud havde puttet mig ind i den mørke.
And he's the one that took me out.
Det var også ham der tog mig ud igen.
And no amount of praying and fasting was going to change it.
Og ingen mængde af bøn og faste ville nogensinde ændre på det her.
Because God had done it.
Fordi Gud havde gjort det.
And there were things I learned at that time that prepared me for a number of ministries that I went on to do.
Og der var ting jeg lærte den periode som forberedte mig til tjenester som jeg kom til at stå i fremtiden.
Half the time we smack the devil around, it's not his fault.
Halvdelen af de gange vi giver djævlen skylden og slår til ham, så det er ikke hans skyld.
Men and women of God.
Guds mænd og kvinder.
Know where they go and know what they're doing. Why? Because they have the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
De ved hvad de gør, hvor de er på vej hen, fordi de har åbenbaringen af
Helligånden. There's no confusion in the kingdom.
Der er ingen forvirring i
You have riget. A correct idea and overblick, oversight over what's going on.
Du har total overblik over hvad det er der sker.
The correct.
Det korrekte.
Overblik.
Overblik.
Oversight. Picture.
Billede.
When you walk in the spirit.
Når du går og vandrer i ånden.
My wife and I, we've been involved in planting 20 churches.
Min kone og jeg har været med til at plante 20 kirker.
I remember the church we planted in Biddulph.
Jeg husker den kirke vi plantede i Biddulph.
I was spiritually aware of almost everything happening in our town.
Jeg var åndelig klar over næsten alt der
skete
i vores by.
Period of time.
I den periode.
I spent a lot of time in prayer and fasting.
Jeg brugte rigtig meget tid på faste.
A town of about 30,000 people.
En by på omkring 30.000 mennesker.
I could tell you what people were having for breakfast.
Jeg kan fortælle hvad mennesker havde fået til morgenmad.
Spiritually speaking.
Åndeligt set.
But we knew what was happening, where Satan was working, what man was doing, what Satan was doing, what God was doing. We had a total overblick of the area.
Men vi vidste hvad det var der skete, hvad Gud gjorde, hvad Satan gjorde, hvor kræfterne var bevæget sig. Vi havde total overblik over situationen åndeligt set.
That's spiritual discernment.
Det er åndelig
God discernment.
Forståelse.
Yeah, that's a good understanding.
Ikke fordømmelse, forståelse.
And that's the power of God.
Det er Guds kraft.
The power of God gives us the ability to have an obedient heart, and this is so important.
Guds kraft giver os mulighed for at have et villigt hjerte, og det er så vigtigt.
Why do I live for God and still not live for myself?
Hvorfor lever jeg for Gud og ikke for mig selv?
Because living for God is incredible.
For at leve for Gud er fantastisk.
It can be hard at times.
Det kan godt være hårdt en gang imellem.
I live in your country.
Jeg bor i jeres land.
It's not my country.
Det er ikke mit land.
It's not my food.
Det er ikke min mad.
It's not my culture.
Det er ikke min kultur.
It's not my laws.
Det er ikke min love.
My money.
Det er ikke mine penge.
You do things so backwards and weird sometimes.
Vi gør ting så baglæns og mærkeligt en gang imellem.
You have the most stupid traditions and foibles and
I har de mærkelige traditioner og måder at gøre tingene på,
that som drive me vanvittig.
De gør mig vanvittig.
Sometimes.
Nogle gange.
And I have to pay that price to be here.
Og jeg er nødt til at betale prisen for at være her.
No, I'm here because God wants me here.
Nej, jeg er her fordi Gud han ønsker mig her.
I love that whenever anyone's unsaved asks me, why are you living in Denmark?
Jeg elsker når nogen ikke frelst spørger mig, hvorfor
bor
du i Danmark?
I'm on this website on Facebook called the expats living in Denmark. All the British people that live here.
Jeg er på en
have their own website.
Jeg er en Facebook gruppe som handler om som er for engelske, men engelskmænd som lever som bor i Danmark.
And often the new people that come, why are you here? Because God told me to come here. Freaks them out.
Og når nye mennesker kommer ind og spørger, hvorfor er du her? Så er det fordi Gud sagde det til mig.
Because it's completely outside of their experience. Oh, I'm here because of a job. I'm here because of a woman. I'm here because the Daupeng's much higher than in our country.
Og det får mennesker til at opføre sig underligt, fordi de kan ikke forstå det her. Det er uden for deres begrebsverden. Fordi normalt så er det fordi min kone bor her, eller jeg har fået job her, eller dagpengene er bedre her, eller et sådan ting.
Do you know how much Daupeng is in Britain?
Ved du hvad Daupeng er i Danmark, i England?
560 kroner a week.
516 kroner om ugen. 560 kroner om ugen.
Yeah, 56 pounds. That's all you get.
Det er alt hvad du får.
56 pounds a week.
560 kroner i ugen.
What do you get in Denmark? Like 8,000, 7,000, something like that, if you're a family?
Hvad får du i Danmark? 5,000, 7,000?
If they find that out in Britain, Britain's gonna empty and come here.
Hvis de finder ud af det her i England, så rejser de her over alle sammen.
Yeah, it's crazy sometimes.
Det er skørt nogle gange.
And there's a price sometimes that me and my family have to pay.
Og der er en pris, som jeg og min familie er nødt til at betale.
As our children grew up, you know, we couldn't give them to the mother-in-law or my mother to look after when we wanted to go away, because we're on our own.
Da vi vores børn voksede op, kunne vi ikke, hvis vi skulle ud og rejse, give dem til min mor eller til min svigermor. Vi var alene i Danmark.
You know, back when we first came to Denmark, it cost 3,000 kroner each to fly with SAS back to Britain.
Da vi først flyttede til Danmark for mange år siden, der kostede 3,000 kroner per person at flyve til England.
So it's impossible to go back and visit anybody.
Så du fløj ikke bare fra en dag for lige at besøge nogen.
When we left, we had to leave.
Så da vi smuttede, så smuttede vi.
And if we were lucky, maybe once a year we get to go back.
Og hvis vi var heldige, så kom vi tilbage til Wales en gang om året.
There was one time I hadn't been back in Britain for 3 years.
Og på et tidspunkt, jeg ikke havde været tilbage i England.
Hadn't seen anybody in my family for 3 years.
Og jeg har ikke set nogen fra min familie
i 3 år.
There's
a price to pay.
Der er en pris, der skal betales.
Was I moaning and groaning about it?
Surmulig over det.
No.
Nej.
Because God gives me the power to have an obedient heart.
Fordi Gud han giver mig evnen til at have et villigt hjerte.
And remember what we read in Romans 12. God's will is good, pleasing and perfect. You're going to like it.
Og som vi læste i Romans 12, så er Guds vilje er velbehagelig. Du vil elske
det. The power of God is given to us, number 7, to achieve great results in a very short time.
Guds kraft er givet til os for at opnå store resultater på kort tid.
Healings, miracles, signs and wonders. Achieving massive results in a very short time.
At opnå kæmpe resultater på kort tid.
The drug addict gets healed of his drug addiction. Doesn't go through cold turkey or 6 months of terrible experiences getting off drugs. Boom, he's healed immediately.
Narkoman bliver momentalt helbredt for sit misbrug. Ikke igennem en kold tyrker eller igennem 6 måneder med pine og plage, men momentalt helbredt.
Never suffers from it again.
Kommer aldrig til at lide af det igen.
That's the power of God. Big result in a very short time.
Det er Guds kraft. Store resultater på kort tid.
And you know all the other kinds of stuff.
I kender alle de andre ting. There.
And lastly.
Og til sidst.
God gives us his power.
Og Gud giver os sin kraft.
To make us effective witnesses.
Til at gøre os til effektive vidner.
Effective witnesses.
Effektive vidner.
I don't have to argue with the person.
Jeg behøver ikke argumentere med et menneske.
I don't argue med, just you. Experience.
That
God is real.
Oplev Gud er rigtig virkelig.
Now that takes courage.
Det kræver mod.
Because you have to believe that God is going to turn up and do it.
For du er nødt til at tro at Gud han kommer og gør det.
And when you've done it enough times, you know God's going to do it.
Og når du har gjort det nok gange, så ved du at Gud han gør det. Men hvordan gør du det første gang?
Trust.
Tro.
Faith.
Stol på det.
Belief.
Tro på det.
That God is going
to
do it.
At Gud han kommer til at gøre det.
How can you do that?
Hvordan kan du gøre det?
Because you know who he is.
Fordi du ved hvem han er.
That his heart is far more for that lost person. than you can ever understand.
At hans hjerte fylder meget mere for den fortabte person end du nogensinde
kommer til. The father is so desperate to reach that young man, that woman.
Faren er så desperat efter at nå den unge mand og den unge kvinde.
That he's just waiting for one of his children to go with him.
At han bare venter på en af sine børn til at gå med og tage ham.
Now God can just pour out on unsaved people without us.
Gud kan bare komme over ikke frelste mennesker uden os.
And we often hear testimonies where it wasn't someone witnessing to me why I got saved. God spoke to me in the middle of a field.
Og det var ikke, og du hører ofte vidnesbyrd om, at det var ikke fordi nogen talte til mig, men at Gud han mødte mig midt på en mark.
But the majority of people get saved through the testimony of other people.
Men langt de fleste mennesker bliver frelst via andres vidnesbyrd.
Through us.
Via os.
God does save individuals.
Gud
redder by himself.
Personer.
But God loves to use you and me.
Gud redder ingen personer selv,
that's
men han ønsker at bruge dig og mig. Han elsker at bruge dig og mig. Det er derfor kirken er her.
That's why we're still here.
Det er derfor vi stadigvæk er her.
To show God's power.
For at vise Guds kraft.
It's courage, church.
Det er mod.
We've got to have courage that God is going to do this.
Det handler om mod. Mod til at gøre det.
I've seen God save people from certain jail sentences.
Jeg har set Gud frelse mennesker fra sikre
from death,
fra sikre fængselsstraffe,
from divorces,
fra død, fra skilsmisser,
from horrible situations,
fra frygtelige situationer.
Immediately by a demonstration of his power, because someone took it there where they were.
Øjeblikkeligt ved hans kraft, fordi nogen tog det til dem.
God's power works.
Guds kraft virker.
It's not mystical.
Det er ikke mystisk.
It's not ooh, boom, and then it comes.
Det er ikke mere så ooh, og så kommer
you
det.
Don't have to do a big rain dance around a totem pole.
Det er ikke en regndans rundt omkring totempælen.
You just listen what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Det handler bare om at lytte til hvad Helligånden siger.
And when you don't know what to do or to say,
og når du ikke ved hvad du skal gøre eller sige,
ask him.
Så spørg ham.
Because he even says, when you don't know what to pray, I'll tell you what to pray.
For han siger, at selv når du ikke ved hvad du skal bede, så skal jeg
He's given us every single tiny little instruction to get it right.
Han har givet os hver eneste instruktion til at få det rigtigt.
But we still sit in front of our TVs.
Og vi sidder stadig foran fjernsynet.
And don't do anything.
Og ikke gør noget som helst.
If you would just see what this is my experience.
Det her det er min erfaring.
God moves far more powerfully out there on the street than he's ever done inside a church.
Gud bevæger sig meget, meget mere kraftfuldt derude på gaden, end han gjort inde, end han gør inde i kirkerne.
Far more powerfully.
Meget, meget mere kraftfuldt.
With much greater sense of his presence than I've ever felt in a church.
Med meget større fornemmelse for hans nærvær, end der nogensinde har været inde i kirken.
I've been witnessing to, I was in Slovakia 2 years ago, witnessing to a group of young people playing football. God filled the whole football field with his presence.
Jeg var i Slovakiet for 2 år siden og så en gruppe unge mennesker spille fodbold. Og Gud han fyldte hele fodboldstadionet med sin nærvær.
4 of them got saved right there and then that evening.
4 af dem blev frelst lige der og der den aften.
2 of them ran off screaming terrified.
2 af dem løb skrigende væk derfra.
There's an read 2 Chronicles. The often the Bible talks about the terror of the Lord fell on the people.
Hvis du læser krønikerbøgerne, så står der ofte at Guds frygten ramte mennesker.
The terror.
Guds frygt.
Not just fear. Terror. Do you have a different word for fear?
Hvad?
In English we have a number of words. It's like
rædsel,
worried, afraid, scared, fearful. Terror. Yeah.
Panisk.
Okay, yeah, and then there's one other word which we don't hardly ever use because that's scary.
Okay, der er så forskellige niveauer af at være bange, af rædsel. Det er et af de stærkeste.
That word terror is the one from the top.
Terror er det næst øverste ord.
And the terror of the Lord, it would fall on people.
Og det rammer Gud mennesker.
God moves far greater out there than he does here.
Gud han bevæger sig meget, meget stærkere derude, end han gør her.
Because he leaves the 99 to go after the one.
Hvorfor? Fordi han forlader de 99 for at gå efter den ene.
He will.
Han vil.
He's so desperate. You were fine. You're okay. You're in the kingdom. He's got to get them in because time is short.
Han er desperat, fordi du har det okay. Du er okay. Du er reddet i kirken.
You do not have to twist God's arm behind his back and say, God, move you by your power.
Du behøver ikke at vride Guds arm om på ryggen af ham for at sige, Gud, bevæg dig din ånd.
2 Chronicles 16 verse 9.
Second.
Yeah.
Anden Krønikers 16:29. 9.
The eyes of the Lord are looking throughout the earth.
Guds øjne søger over hele verden, hele jorden.
Because he's seeking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
Han søger at styrke dem, som er hengivet ham.
That his power might be revealed.
At hans kraft må åbenbares.
That's God. That's my God.
Det er min Gud.
He's looking all the time for his kids to step out. He is waiting to pour his power. It's just we are not being the vessels to let it come.
Han spejder konstant ud for at se om hans børn rejser op og vil stå.
It's not rocket science.
Det handler ikke om raketvidenskab, det her.
It's very easy.
Det er enkelt.
We are just pipes.
Vi er bare rør.
Vessels.
Redskaber.
Conduits. We are just the electric cable from heaven. Just waiting to touch someone on earth, and off it goes.
Vi er bare startkabel fra himlen og så ned som rører mennesker.
And when you touch them with that live wire of heaven,
og når du rører dem med den her ledning fra himlen.
Have you ever seen someone electrocuted?
Har du set nogen forstød?
They lose all control.
De mister kontrollen.
Just like you do when you're filled with the Spirit.
Det er ligesom når du er fyldt med ånden.
And they fall about on the floor. They do
the
shaky fish and the
den rystende fisk.
It's freak. It's crazy. And you see when God, you know it's real when God hits someone unsaved and unchurched that has no knowledge or experience of the manifestation.
Du ved det rigtigt, når Gud han rammer en ikke kristen, en som ikke har været i kirken og fylder dem med ånden.
That hasn't had any background or Bible knowledge of how to react.
Som ikke har nogen baggrund eller baggrundsviden eller kendskab til hvordan de skal reagere.
But when they react that way, you know it's real.
Men når de reagerer på den måde, så ved du det rigtigt.
Because in themselves, they would never do or be that way.
For i sig selv ville aldrig gøre eller være på den måde.
I was in a meeting. I was in Wales.
Jeg var i Wales.
In 2008, just before I came to Denmark, I was preaching in a church.
2008, lige før jeg kom til Danmark.
It was my home church.
I min hjemkirke.
And I was at the end of the meeting. I was just asking, you know, I'm going to Denmark. Will you please pray for me as we go as be missionaries in Denmark?
Slutningen af mødet sagde jeg, vil ikke være sød og bede for mig, for jeg skal flytte til Danmark som missionær.
And the pastor just ran at me across the stage.
Og pastoren, han løb direkte mod mig lige på tværs af
scenen. And Sarah, she's a big woman.
Og Sarah, hun er en stor kvinde.
When I mean she's big, she's fat. She's like.
Altså, hun er stor, så hun.
She's really big woman.
Hun er fed. Hun er rigtig stor.
And she ran. I thought, that's it, I'm dead. Because that kind of weight at that speed is not going to stop quickly.
Og jeg tænkte, den slags vægt på den, med den kraft og den hastighed, det vil ikke komme til at stoppe hurtigt.
And as she, all I felt was the gentlest of touch as she just went, just touched me like I went flying backwards like a chicken with my arms going like this. I couldn't stop.
Og hvad jeg følte, det var bare den blideste berøring, der hun rørte ved mig. Men jeg fløj baglæns under Guds kraft og slog med vingerne.
And as I'm on the floor, I couldn't stop my arms doing this like a chicken.
Og min arm, de blev med at gøre sådan som en kylling.
I don't know what it meant. I don't need to know what it meant.
Jeg ved ikke, hvad det betyder. Jeg behøver ikke at vide, hvad det betyder.
But the power of God hit me so hard.
Men Guds kraften ramte mig så hårdt.
Gwenda, my wife, burst out laughing.
Og Gwenda, hun bare begyndte at grine.
So I've never seen a chicken dance before.
Jeg har aldrig set kyllingedans før.
I've seen the floppy fish on the floor.
Jeg har set den flagrende fisk.
So I've never a chicken.
Men aldrig en kylling.
So I've never seen that before either.
Jeg har heller aldrig set det før.
But I know what God just hit me with.
Men jeg ved, at Gud han ramte mig med.
The power.
Kraften.
It affects us in many different ways.
Det påvirker os på mange forskellige måder.
Willingness.
Villighed.
Just to step out.
Til at træde ud.
Like a child.
Som et barn.
Faith like a child.
Tro som et barn.
With a knowledge my dad is going to do this.
Med viden om at min Gud kommer til at gøre det. Min far kommer til at gøre det.
Let that woman stay in that situation.
Gud, han kommer ikke til at lade den kvinde forblive i den situation.
I know my God.
Jeg kender min Gud.
And off you go.
Og afgang med dig.
Then it's out of your hands.
Så er det ud af dine hænder.
It's not your responsibility.
Det er ikke dit ansvar længere.
When you've laid hands on that person and start to pray, now it's up to God.
Når du lægger hånden på det menneske og begynder at bede, så er det Guds ansvar.
And we've got to learn this.
Og det er vi nødt til at lære det her.
Don't get guilty and feel pushed down.
Føl dig ikke skyldig og nedtrykt.
When the power doesn't flow.
Når kraften ikke flyder.
That's God's domain. That's not yours.
Det er Guds område. Det er ikke dit.
You are to lay hands on the sick.
Du skal lægge hænder på de syge.
You are to pray for people and be a witness.
Du skal bede for dem og
du
skal være
vidne. Salt and light.
Du skal være salt og liv.
The rest is God's will.
Resten er Guds arbejde.
You say, God, I give you the chance to move today.
Jeg siger, Gud, jeg giver dig chancen for at bevæge dig i dag.
And you didn't.
Og du gjorde det ikke.
But I know you still love that person.
Jeg ved, du stadig elsker den her
person.
I don't
need to know why you didn't.
Jeg behøver ikke vide, hvorfor du ikke gjorde det.
But next time I meet you, I'm going to give you another chance.
Men næste gang jeg møder dig, så giver jeg dig endnu en chance.
And we never give up on anybody.
Og vi giver aldrig op over for
and
nogen.
And we give him another chance and another chance.
Og vi giver
ham
endnu en chance og endnu en
chance. Heidi Baker.
Heidi Baker.
God told her she was going to be praying for blind people. Was it deaf or blind people? Blind people to be healed.
Gud fortalte hende, at hun skulle bede for de blinde, så de skulle få
syn. When she went to Africa as a missionary.
Da hun tog til Afrika som missionær.
She prayed for 90 people to be healed from blindness, not one got healed.
Hun bad for 90 mennesker, som var blinde, og ikke en eneste blev helbredt.
I had given up after 15.
Jeg havde nok givet op efter 15.
90 is still
90, det er
huge for 90.
Det er mange.
But she said on the 90th one she started to think God's not going to do this.
Og da hun begyndte at bede for nummer 90, så tænkte hun bare, Gud kommer ikke til at gøre det her.
And then came the 91st.
Og så kom nummer 91.
And they got completely healed.
Og vedkommende blev totalt helbredt.
Day.
Efter den dag.
Everybody she prayed for got healed.
Ja, alle blev helbredt, som hun beder for.
Everybody.
Alle.
And she's raised many people from the dead.
Hun har opvagt mange fra de døde.
Don't give up on people.
Lad være med at give op over for mennesker.
In closing here today.
Som vi slutter her i dag.
When we pray for people,
når vi beder for mennesker.
I've got 8 reasons why sometimes it doesn't work.
Jeg har 8 årsager til nogle gange
doesn't
hvorfor
that's
det nogle gange ikke
fungerer. That's the wrong way.
Det
that's the wrong way to say it. God is always doing something.
Gud gør altid noget.
God is always doing something. We don't always see why or how or what.
Vi ser ikke altid hvordan og hvorfor og hvordan.
We just trust.
Vi tror bare.
Because we know who he is.
Fordi vi ved hvem han er.
And what his heart is towards us.
Og hvordan hans hjerte er over for os.
But sometimes.
Men nogle gange.
God's power doesn't flow because there is a lack of belief and faith in them.
Så flyder Guds ånd ikke, fordi der er en mangel på tro i deres liv.
We see that example happening even when Jesus prayed for people.
Det ser vi også når Jesus han beder for mennesker.
Now when he went home to Galilee.
Da han tog tilbage til Galilea.
And to Nazareth.
Og til Nazareth.
It says he couldn't heal many the sick or do many miraculous signs in that village because they didn't accept who he was.
Så står der han kunne ikke helbrede mange syge fordi i det område fordi de vidste hvem han var.
Ah, he's Jesus, Joseph's son. We know him.
Ah, det er Jesus, Josefs søn.
What makes him think he's so special?
Hvem tror han er så speciel?
They had no belief in who he was.
De havde ikke tro på hvem han var.
Therefore God was not willing to do anything to them.
Derfor var Gud ikke villig til at gøre noget.
Because without faith you cannot please God.
Fordi uden tro kan du ikke behage Gud.
You need faith to connect.
Du behøver tro for at connecte.
They had no belief.
De havde ingen
now, understand,
tro.
Okay?
Forstå det her.
It wasn't that they didn't want to believe.
Det var ikke det at de ikke ønskede at tro.
Because many unsaved people out here, they don't believe in God.
For mange af de ufrelste her udenfor, de tror ikke på Gud.
It's not because they don't want to believe, it's just they don't know anything better.
Det er ikke fordi de ikke vil tro, men det er fordi de ikke ved noget bedre.
That's not a lack of faith.
Det er ikke mangel på tro.
With these people, they refused to believe.
Men de her mennesker i Nazaret, de nægtede at tro.
They would not believe that Jesus was the Christ.
De ville ikke tro, at Jesus var
Kristus. In other words, they rejected him and rejected God.
De fornægtede ham og fornægtede Gud.
They tried to throw him over a cliff.
De forsøgte at smide ham ud over en klippe og slå ham ihjel.
That's so much dishonor and disrespect they were giving God himself who was walking amongst them.
Så meget disrespekt havde de til mod Gud som gik imellem dem.
So the spirit's power didn't flow.
Så åndens kraft flød ikke.
And there were times and this happens especially with religious people.
Og det skete specielt med religiøse mennesker.
But you got to understand the Jews in Jesus' town, they were religious people.
Og jøderne i Jesu by, de var religiøse.
Sometimes it's very hard to see any power flow through them because of their religiousness.
Nogle gange er det svært at se Guds kraft flyde i dem, fordi
it's the pharisaical spirit which we'll talk about in September that stops God's power moving. So sometimes it's a lack of faith in the people. Not even Jesus could perform miracles.
Nogle gange er det en mangel på tro i menneskers liv, fordi og ikke engang Jesus kunne helbrede der.
Another reason why things sometimes don't work.
Og en anden årsag er, at ting nogle gange ikke virker.
There's a lack of faith in you.
Er der manglende tro i dig?
You need to do a little bit more praying and fasting for that one to come out.
Du behøver lidt mere bøn og faste for at det skal ske.
It's not that you got to twist God's arm.
Det handler ikke om at du skal vride Guds arm om.
It's just if that the power needed to heal that person, if that amount of power was to flow through you, it would burn you.
Det er bare det, at hvis den mængde kraft, som skal til for at helbrede den sygdom, jamen der, hvis den med en kraft kom igennem dig, så vil det brænde dig.
I use the illustration of a fuse, you know, in an electricity box.
Jeg bruger billedet om en forsikring i et forsikringsskab.
You use a 10 amp fuse.
Hvis du bruger en 10 ampere forsikring.
But put 20 amps electricity through it. What does it do?
Men smider 20 amperes strøm igennem, så springer den.
If your spirit is just can only contain a small amount.
Hvis din ånd kun kan indeholde en lille mængde.
But your friend's stupidity needs a greater amount of power.
Men din vens dumhed, den kræver stor kraft.
You got to get someone with a little bit more experience.
Så du nødt til at fælde nogen, som har større erfaring. For at be sammen med dig.
That's how it is.
Det er sådan der.
The disciples couldn't drive that demon out of that boy. They had to go back and get Jesus.
Disciplen kunne ikke drive den her dæmon ud af den dreng. De var nødt til at gå tilbage og hente Jesus.
It's not that God couldn't do it. It's just that the fuse would break if God's power came through them at that time.
Det var ikke det, at Gud han ikke kunne gøre det, men det var bare det, at forsikringen ville springe, hvis Gud sendte den mængde kraft igennem dem.
That's why the more we grow, the greater we are.
Det er derfor, jo mere vi vokser, jo stærkere er vi.
And so they had to get Jesus to do that.
Så de var nødt til at få Jesus til at gøre det.
You know what? Here's a funny one.
Her er en sjov en.
When Jesus was praying for the man that was born blind.
Jesus han bad for den mand, der var født blind.
And he spat in the ground, you know, put mud on his eyes.
Han spytter på jorden og putter mudder på hans øjne.
And he says, "What do you see?"
Og han spørger, hvad ser du?
And he says, "Oh, I just see the men, people like tree trunks." He wasn't completely healed the first time Jesus prayed for him.
Han siger, jeg ser mennesker, men det er som træer, som står, og han blev ikke helbredt momentalt.
Jesus had to pray for him again.
Jesus havde nødt til at bede for ham igen.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Needed more power.
Der var behov for mere kraft.
What Jesus had right there, what he was expecting, brought it so far.
Hvad Jesus havde lige der, og hvad han forventede, det tog det her niveau.
We don't know what's going on around him. You know, was he like in the name of Jesus? Peter, go sort that one. We don't know what's going on.
Vi ved ikke, hvad der skete, om han var i gang med at bede for den, og så var i gang med at instruere Peter samtidig, men vi ved ikke, hvad der skete her rundt omkring.
But suddenly, you don't see this in the translation. You see this in the Greek language.
Hvis du kigger på den græske oversættelse.
It literally means that when the man answered the way he answered, he suddenly got all of Jesus' attention.
At da mand han svarer, som han gør, der får han pludselig hele Jesus opmærksomhed.
As if Jesus was like, what?
Som Jesus er ligesom, hvad?
No.
Nej.
Be healed.
Vær helbredt.
And boom, suddenly it was clear as day.
Og så var det klart som dag.
There was a resistance.
Der var en modstand.
To the prayer of Jesus.
Mod Jesu bøn.
We've got to understand, sometimes there's a resistance.
Nogle gange er der en modstand.
When we pray for people. And it could be for many reasons, we'll get to that in a minute.
Når vi beder for mennesker, der kan være mange årsager.
Number three. This is a big one.
Det her er en stor en.
Sometimes people don't get healed because it's not what the Father's doing.
Nogle gange bliver mennesker ikke helbredt, fordi det er ikke det Gud han gør.
You see, God is at work in all of our lives, but in different ways, at different times and at different levels.
Gud han arbejder i alle vores liv, men på forskellige tidspunkter og forskellige niveauer.
And there is a plan and purpose and a path for me that God has designed to make me more like Jesus.
Og der er en plan og en vej, som Gud han har planlagt for mig, som han har gjort for at få mig til at blive mere lig Jesus.
And when I'm walking down that path, there can be many things on that path that will cause that to happen.
Og når jeg går ned den sti, så kan der ske mange ting, som får det her til at ske.
There can be times of great blessing.
Der kan være tider, hvor der er stor velsignelse.
There can be times of dark trial.
Og der kan være tider, hvor der er mørke.
Both are doing the same thing.
Begge dele gør det samme.
You've got to understand that.
Det er du nødt til at forstå.
The darkness is creating Christ in me just as much as the light is creating Christ in me.
Mørket skaber Kristus i mig lige så meget som lyset gør.
I have read Isaiah 50. It talks about the saint walking in the darkness of God.
Isaiah 50 taler om den hellige, som taler i Guds mørke.
But if you go through a valley of sickness,
og når du går igennem en sygdommens dal,
that might be,
som måske er,
one of the purposes of God to teach you something.
Guds måde at lære dig en ting på.
For you to learn so you can help others.
For dig, så du kan lære at hjælpe andre.
Me coming and praying for you at that time will not get you healed.
Hvis jeg kommer og beder for dig på det tidspunkt, så får du bliver ikke helbredt.
Because it's something that God wants you to go through, that purpose is on your path.
Fordi det er noget Gud han ønsker du kan gå igennem, som er på din sti, på din vej.
Now there's a big problem in our churches with this theology.
Der er en stor problem i vores kirker med den her teologi.
Oh, but God wouldn't do anything bad to me.
Jamen, Gud han vil ikke gøre noget ondt mod mig.
Don't talk utter rubbish. Read your Bible.
Lad være med at tale lidt blæver.
If there's anything God, Jesus promised us was trials.
Hvis der er noget, Jesus har lovet os, så er det kampe.
And pain.
Og smerte.
No, there's some great verses in the Pauline epistles that says to those that God has called to martyrdom.
Og Paulus siger, at der er nogle, at for de mennesker, som Gud har kaldet, er at han marterer dem.
God's will for your life is that you not just get sick, you get killed for your faith.
Guds vilje for dit liv er ikke at du skal have smerte, men det er at du bliver dræbt.
There is a calling to be a pastor.
Der er et kald til at være pastor.
There's a calling to be a prophet.
Og der er et kald til at være profet.
There's a calling to be an apostle.
Og der er et kald til at være apostel.
And there's a calling to be a martyr.
Og der er et kald til at være martyr.
And hundreds of thousands of the New Testament church, God's plan was for them to be martyred.
Og hundredtusindvis af den nye testamentlige kirke var Guds kald.
For those God has called to martyrdom, Paul says.
For Gud har kaldt dem til martyrdom.
Paul says, be strong.
Siger Paulus, vær stærk.
Be strong.
Vær stærk.
That blows my mind.
Det kan jeg slet ikke fatte det.
But it's there nonetheless.
Men det står der
alligevel. In the Thessalonian church.
I Thessalonikermenigheden.
They had over 40,000 martyrs.
Var der over 4,000 martyrer.
40,000 martyrs in that one church.
40,000.
Yeah. I'd just to have 40,000 people in my church. They're long killed.
Jeg vil gerne have 40,000 medlemmer i min kirke, ikke 40,000 martyrer.
There was over 100,000 people in the church in Thessalonica.
Der var over 100,000 mennesker i kirken.
Talk about mega church.
Snak om mega kirke.
40,000 killed.
40,000 dræbt.
In that one church alone.
I den ene kirke kun.
God promises us one thing.
Gud lover os én ting.
We will see him face to face.
At vi kommer til at se ham ansigt til ansigt.
Whatever we are called.
Uanset hvad vi er kaldt til.
So sometimes.
Så nogle gange.
When I'm praying for someone and God is taking someone through something.
At når jeg beder for nogen, som Gud er i gang med at føre igennem noget.
My prayer will not change that.
Så vil min bøn ikke ændre noget.
Because it's the plan of God.
Fordi det er Guds plan.
To take him through certain things.
At tage dem igennem nogle visse ting.
God has taken me through some sicknesses and illnesses doctors cannot heal.
Gud har taget mig igennem nogle sygdomme og nogle smertescenarier som doktorer ikke kan helbrede.
I got so sick for 3 months and the doctor said you won't get over this.
Jeg blev så syg i 3 måneder hvor doktoren sagde til mig du kommer ikke til at komme
over. When I was living up in Maya.
Jeg boede i Maya på det tidspunkt.
We don't have any medicine for this sickness.
Jeg har ikke nogen medicin for det her.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Og jeg ved ikke hvad der kommer til at ske her.
And after about a month of not being able to move,
og efter en måned hvor jeg ikke kunne bevæge mig,
I knew this was God.
Så vidste det var Gud.
And in that darkness, God started to speak to me of stuff.
Og i det mørke så begyndte Gud til at tale til mig om
secrets
ting.
Of the kingdom that I wouldn't have learned in any other way.
Hemmeligheder om riget som jeg ikke havde nogen chance for at lære på anden måde.
I didn't like it.
Jeg kunne ikke lide det.
But I'm glad I went through it.
Men jeg er rigtig glad for at jeg kom igennem det.
And after 3 months,
og efter 3 måneder,
God said, "Right now it's time to get off your sick bed." And that moment, I got up, I was completely healed.
Så sagde Gud, nu er det tid til at stå op fra din sygeseng. Og i det øjeblik,
everything went back into balance in my body. My blood was clean. Pains, the sickness, everything had gone.
Alt kom i balance i min krop. Smerten var væk.
And I know God purposed me to go through that.
Og Gud han udvalgt eller havde en plan.
And I had many great men and women of God praying for me at that time. I didn't get healed.
Og mange store mænd og kvinder bad for mig på det her tidspunkt, men jeg blev ikke helbredt.
Because it's something God wanted me to experience and go through.
Fordi det var noget Gud han ville jeg skulle opleve og gå igennem.
Fourth,
nummer 4.
Sometimes it doesn't work because there is a lack of submission in the people's lives.
Nogle gange virker det ikke fordi der er mangel på underkastelse i menneskers liv.
When the seven sons of Sceva,
når de syv skiversønner i Apostelskærmen,
try to cast that demon out of that guy.
Forsøg at kaste dæmonen ud af den her fyr.
It jumped on them and beat them up and ripped all their clothes off them. They ran away naked.
Så hoppede dæmonen på dem og tæskede dem og rev deres tøj fra.
Where's the power of God?
Hvor er Guds kraft?
Over that demon.
Over den dæmon.
And but you see the key of it when what the demon said.
Men nøglen er i det som dæmonen siger.
Jesus we know.
Jesus kender vi.
And Paul we know.
Og Paulus ved vi mere.
But who are you?
Men hvem er du?
They weren't submitted to Christ.
De var ikke underkastet Herren.
They weren't Christians.
De var ikke kristne.
He saw the disciples casting demons out in the name of Jesus.
De så disciplerne kaste dæmoner ud i Jesu navn.
And thought, oh, let's try that. Maybe we can earn a bit of money.
Og tænkte, det prøver vi også. Det kan være, vi kan tjene nogle penge på det her.
Yeah, right. Bang, slap. Doesn't work.
Det virker ikke.
Because the Bible says this, James 4:7.
For i Jakob 4:7 siger Bibelen.
Submit to God.
Underkast dig Gud.
Resist the devil.
Og stå imod djævlen.
He flees from you.
Så flyr han fra dig.
Submission. Resist. Then he leaves.
Og så forsvinder han.
Number 5.
Nummer 5.
Sometimes
nogle gange,
warfare has to take place.
Er der nødt til at bruges krigsførelse?
Remember what I said earlier about this resistance.
Nogle gange siger, at der, som jeg sagde før, der er modstand.
Read Daniel chapter 10.
Daniel 10.
You get a massive insight into the spiritual realm there.
Der vil få en meget, meget stærk indblik i den åndelige verden.
Daniel's praying and fasting.
Daniel, han beder
for
og faster.
A problem in his country.
For et problem i hans land.
And he says an angel appears to him.
Og en engel kommer til ham.
And says to him.
Og siger,
the moment you started praying,
det øjeblik du begyndte at bede,
God gave me the answer for you and sent me out of the throne room to give you the answer.
Gav Gud mig svaret på din bøn og sendte mig ud af tronrummet for at give dig svaret.
For the last 3 weeks,
i de sidste 3 uger,
I have been fighting with the prince of Persia.
Har jeg kæmpet mod prinsen af Persien.
Who has stopped me coming to get to you.
Som har stoppet mig for at komme til dig.
What's he talking about?
Hvad taler han om?
Between God's throne and the earth, there is another spiritual realm where Satan and the fallen angels live.
Mellem Guds rige og tronrummet og jorden, der er der et andet rige, hvor Satan og hans engle.
And as that angel tried to get through to Daniel, he was stopped, and there was this big fight going on in the heavenly realm.
Og når englen forsøger at komme fra Gud til menneske til Daniel, så blev han stoppet på vejen, og der foregår en kamp her.
And he says, Michael, the great archangel, had to come and fight and help me, and that's how I got through.
Og han siger, Michael, ærkeenglen var nødt til at komme og kæmpe sammen med mig, og derfor kom jeg igennem.
There is a battle to be waged also.
Er en kamp, der skal vindes der.
Satan doesn't give up lightly.
Satan giver ikke op enkelt.
But he cannot stand against the church.
Men han kan ikke stå imod kirken, siger Bibelen.
He will not, gates of hell will not prevail against us.
Helvedes porte vil ikke stå imod os.
They must give way and submit to the power of God.
De må underkaste sig og overgive sig til Guds kraft.
But sometimes there has to be warfare.
Men nogle gange er der nødt til at være krigsførelse.
Oh, I've had some fights.
Oh, jeg har haft nogle kampe.
I've had some wrestles.
Jeg har haft nogle brydninger.
Oh, for people to get healed and for God's power to be poured out in a town.
For at mennesker skulle blive helbredt og fordi Guds ånd skulle.
I haven't got time to go through all those stories.
Jeg kan ikke give alle historierne.
But I've seen God smash open a town because of spiritual warfare.
Men jeg har set Gud sprænge en by åben på grund af åndelig krigsførsel.
Often when we went to pioneer to plant a new church, we'd spend weeks fighting this wrestling in this heavenly realms before we'd go to the town itself.
Ofte når vi skulle plante en ny kirke, så brugte vi uger i forvejen på at kæmpe i ånden over ting, der var der.
Nummer 6. Sometimes it's a question of timing.
Nogle gange handler det bare om timing.
The right time for God to heal.
Den rigtige timing for at Gud vil helbrede.
See, when Mary came to Jesus and said, Lazarus is sick. Your friend, come and pray for him. He's going to die.
Når Maria kom til Jesus og sagde, Lazarus er syg, og han vil dø. Din ven vil dø.
Jesus waited 4 days.
Så ventede Jesus 4 dage.
Before he went.
Før han gik.
Why didn't he go and just pray for him to get healed and then go back to what he was doing?
Hvorfor gik han tilbage for at bede for at han blev helbredt og så tilbage til det han lavede?
Because it wasn't the right time.
Fordi det var ikke den rigtige tid.
How do we know that?
Hvordan kender vi timingen?
Because Jesus says this. Fordi after Jesus, he rose Lazarus from the dead.
For Jesus siger det her efter han vakte Jesus tilbage.
This happened that you might see the glory of the Lord.
At det her det kom til at ske for at I måtte se Guds herlighed.
See, at that time they only knew Jesus as savior.
De kendte Gud kun Jesus som frelser.
And then Jesus brought another revelation of who he was at that time.
Og Jesus han bragte en anden åbenbaring af hvem han var.
Where he says, I'm not just the savior of the world, I am the resurrection and the life.
Jeg er ikke kun verdens frelser, men jeg har opstandelsen og livet.
He brought a whole new revelation of who he was.
Han bragte en helt ny åbenbaring om hvem han var.
He didn't heal him.
Han helbredte ham ikke.
Because he wanted to do something else with that sickness and death.
Fordi han ønskede at gøre noget andet med den sygdom og død.
They all thought it was all too late. He's dead. Don't bother Jesus. He's dead for 4 days. He stinks.
Alle troede at det var slut. Det er 4 dage siden han er død. Han er væk.
Jesus said, no, he's just asleep, and they laughed at him.
Og Jesus sagde, nej, han sover bare.
Because Lazarus come out.
Han grinte af ham. Lazarus kom ud.
And out he came.
Og han kom ud.
Very often.
Ofte.
God withholds his power.
Tilbageholder Gud sin kraft.
It's an important lesson to learn this.
Ja, det er en vigtig lektion at lære.
Because he wants you to know him in a greater way.
Fordi han ønsker at du skal kende ham på en større måde.
To have a bigger revelation of who he is.
Og have en endnu større åbenbaring af hvem han er.
Through what he's going to do next.
I forhold til hvad han vil gøre som næste skridt.
He could have healed Lazarus, but he didn't.
Han kunne sagt at helbrede Lazarus,
he
men
let
det gjorde
him die.
Han lod ham dø.
so he could show that he has the power to raise him from the dead as well.
Så han havde, kunne vise, at han havde kraften til at hjælpe.
So never lose hope when you're praying for someone, but it doesn't work.
Så lad være med at opgive, når du beder for nogen, der ikke sker noget.
Sometimes it's just about timing.
For nogle gange handler det bare om timing.
God is maybe doing something else.
Gud er måske gerne med at gøre noget andet.
They will still see them healed, but in a more gloriously and powerful.
Kommer stadig til at se dem helbredt, måske på en større og mere kraftfuld måde.
Wrong theology, I've already talked about that.
Forkert teologi har jeg allerede snakket om.
If you don't have the right belief system, you're not going to believe the right things, and therefore the right things are not going
to
happen.
Hvis du har den rigtige tro, så kommer du ikke til at tro de rigtige ting, og så kommer de rigtige ting ikke til at ske.
And lastly,
og til sidst,
sometimes God's power doesn't move through us.
Nogle gange så bevæger Guds kraft sig ikke igennem os.
Just because of the lack of revelation and experience we have.
På grund af den mangel på åbenbaring og erfaring vi har.
We have to build ourselves up.
Vi er nødt til at bygge os selv.
Often Paul said, build yourself up in the most holy faith.
Ofte siger Paul så, du er nødt til at bygge dig selv op i troen.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Isn't it Jesus' job to build the church?
Er det ikke Jesu opgave at bygge kirken?
Didn't Jesus say, I will build my church?
Sagde Jesus ikke, jeg vil bygge min kirke?
And the gates of hell won't prevail against it?
Og helvedes port skal ikke stå imod det.
And now Paul is saying that we've got to build us.
Og nu siger Paulus, at vi skal bygge os.
You know, it's cooperation.
Du ved, det handler om samarbejde.
Jesus has said, come.
Jesus siger, kom.
We have to say, okay then.
Og vi er nødt til at sige, okay så.
And go.
Og gå.
It's cooperation.
Det er altså om samarbejde.
When heaven,
når himlen,
and earth,
og jord,
become one,
bliver et.
That's when the power flows.
Der flyder kraften.
When the power starts to flow,
når kraften starter at flyde,
the glory of God descends.
Så kommer Guds herlighed.
And that's what we're going to talk about next time.
Og det kommer vi til at snakke om næste gang.
What happens?
Hvad sker
when the glory falls?
Når ånden falder, når herligheden falder.
We look at it in Acts.
Vi kommer til at se på det i Apostlenes gerninger.
We look at it through the examples in the Bible.
Vi kommer til at se igennem det, på det.
I'll tell you about my experiences.
Jeg skal fortælle mine erfaringer.
And what we are experiencing now.
Og hvad vi ser lige nu.
And what we know God is going to have for us in the near future, because the pattern is building on this island for revival and God's glory to fall again.
Og hvad vi kommer til at se i fremtiden, fordi Gud han bygger et eller andet på den her ø, som kommer til at lægge grund for det, som kommer til at ske i fremtiden.
I've read it in many different revival books.
Jeg har læst det i mange vækkelsesbøger.
I've seen it 3 times in my own life.
Jeg har set det gennem tiden i mit eget liv.
And the same process is in advanced stage here on Sjælland.
Den samme proces er i et fremskridt stadig her på Sjælland lige nu.
That is why we're doing this here.
Det er derfor vi gør det her.
And we're going to see it.
Og vi kommer til at se det.
We will see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living.
Vi kommer til at se Guds herlighed i levendes land.
Let's pray.
Lad os be.
Oh, we want to see more power, God. But God has all the power. And he's given that power to us.
For vi ønsker at se kraften, og Gud har givet kraften til os.
We have got to let it flow.
Vi er nødt til at lade det flyde.
We've got to let it flow.
Vi er nødt til at lade det flyde.
You don't need a pastor to pray for you. You can pray for yourself.
Du behøver ikke en pastor til at skal bede for dig. Du kan bede for dig selv.
You have no idea how many times I have prayed for myself.
Du har ingen anelse om hvor mange gange jeg har bedt for mig selv.
Put a hand on a bad shoulder or a bad knee.
Lagt min hånd på min dårlige skulder eller dårlige knæ.
I played rugby last year.
Yep. Spillede rugby sidste
år. I was carried off the field. I thought I broke my knee.
Jeg blev båret af banen, fordi jeg troede, jeg havde knust mit knæ.
I started praying for my knee on the side of the field.
Jeg begyndte at bede for mit knæ på siden af banen.
Rachel, our pastor, was watching the game. She ran down and she started praying for me as well.
Rachel, vores pastor, hun løb ned. Hun så kampen og løb ned for at bede for mig også.
We heard a crack.
Vi hørte et knæk.
My leg moved.
Mit knæ bevægede sig.
I screamed, could it hurt?
Jeg skreg, fordi det bevægede. Det
gjorde ondt. All pain disappeared.
Og alt smerte forsvandt.
I stood back up.
Jeg rejste mig op.
I ran a little.
Jeg løb lidt.
I went back on the field and started playing again.
Og jeg løb ind på banen og begyndte at spille igen.
Fancy that in a football game.
Se det på en fodboldbane.
Prayed for myself.
Jeg bad for mig selv.
Practice letting the power flow through you.
Øv dig i at lade åndens kraft flyde igennem dig.
Because the more you allow to flow, the greater this pipe stretches, so the more that can flow. That the greater the pipe stretches, the more that can flow.
For jo mere du lader det flyde, jo mere strækkes røret. Så jo mere kan der flyde, og jo mere strækkes røret, og jo mere kan der flyde, og jo mere strækkes røret.
It sounds too easy.
Det lyder for let til at være sandt.
But that's how simple it is.
Men så enkelt er det.
That a child can do it.
At selv et barn kan gøre det.
Because the kingdom of God belongs to the children, Jesus says.
Fordi Guds rige tilhører børnene.
Doesn't mean those that are under 10 years of age.
Det handler ikke om dem, som er under 10 år gamle.
It's those that just have the faith of a child that will just believe.
Det er dem, der har tro som et barn, som bare vil tro.
Lord, your glory will fall when your people start to move in your power.
Ja, din ånd vil falde, når dit folk begynder at bevæge sig i din kraft.
When we step out,
når vi rejser os op,
and say, let me pray for you.
Og siger, lad mig bede for dig.
Not let me go back to church and we'll pray for you next Sunday. Let me lay hands and pray that God would hear you today.
Ikke lad os gå tilbage til kirken og bede for dig næste søndag, men lad mig lægge hænder på dig og bede for dig i dag.
Your family member, your friend, your neighbor.
Din familiemedlemmer, dine venner, dine naboer.
Start letting the power flow.
Start med at lade kraft
pray
flyde,
and be, pray and be, pray
og
and be, pray for people.
For mennesker.
Give God every chance and every opportunity to start pouring His power.
Giv Gud enhver chance for at begynde at lade ham bruge sin kraft.
Be the conduit of God.
Vær Guds redskab.
If God doesn't move, it's not your fault.
Hvis Gud han ikke bevæger sig, er det ikke din skyld.
God will show you what the blockage is.
Gud han viser dig, hvad blokaden er.
And you keep going again, and you keep going again, you keep going again.
Og du bare bliver ved med at gå og gå og gå.
Because you say, God, I want to see your power today. I don't want to read about it in the past.
Fordi du siger, Gud, jeg vil se din kraft i dag. Jeg vil ikke bare læse om det i fortiden.
I know who you are.
Jeg ved, hvem du er.
I know the power that you have to create life.
Jeg kender den kraft du har til at skabe liv.
Use me.
Brug mig.
Let it flow through me.
Lad det flyde igennem
mig. In an ever increasing measure.
I en endnu stærkere grad.
That everybody we meet is touched by the atmosphere of heaven.
At alle mennesker vi møder, de bliver rørt af himlens atmosfære.
Revive us, Lord.
Væk os, Herre.
In every generation, Lord, they've seen your power and your glory.
Hver eneste generation haft sin magt.
But in our time,
men i vores tid, Herre.
Here now, Lord, 2015 on Sjælland.
Lige nu og her i 2015 på Sjælland.
Let your power flow.
Lad din kraft flyde.
But Lord, your power will only flow when we connect with those that need it.
Men din kraft vil kun flyde, når vi connecter med dem, som behøver det.
If you need the power of God today for personal things in your own life.
Hvis du behøver Guds kraft i dag for personlige ting i dit liv.
Ask right now.
Så bed om det lige nu.
Ask right now.
Bed om det lige nu.
Ask right now.
Bed om det lige nu.
Jesus said you don't get it because you don't ask.
Jesus siger, du får det ikke, fordi du ikke beder om det.
Ask, seek, knock.
Bed. Bank på.
And the door will be opened.
Og døren vil åbne.
That's his promise.
Det er hans løfte.
Oh my God. Jesus. Mighty God. Cool. Jesus. Just lock yourself in right now with your Savior.
Gå ind sammen med din frelser lige nu.
Just go to your secret place in your heart.
Gå ind i det der hemmelige sted i dit hjerte.
Where you meet with Jesus.
Der du møder ham.
The power doesn't come.
Kraften kommer ikke.
When you ask for it.
Når du beder om det.
It comes when you need it.
Den kommer når du behøver det.
When you put your hand on that person.
Når du lægger din hånd på den person.
That's in need to experience Jesus.
Som har behov for at opleve Jesus.
That's when it flows.
Det er der det flyder.
doesn't come before and it doesn't come after.
Kommer ikke før, den kommer ikke efter.
It comes at the point of connection.
Den kommer på det øjeblik, hvor du har connection.
Make the connections.
Skab øjeblikket.
Step out of the boat.
Træd ud af båden.
Because God's power wants to flow.
Fordi Guds kraft ønsker at flyde.
Halleluja. Then the rest is up to him.
Så er resten op til ham.
The rest is up to God to move.
Resten op til ham. Det er ham, der skal bevæge sig.
That's up to him.
Det er op til ham.
He knows what's needed.
Han ved, hvad der er behov for.
Halleluja. And if you're in a situation today where you need to see the power of God move.
Hvis du er i en situation, hvor du behøver at se Guds kraft bevæge sig.
And you can just get someone around you to pray with you.
Så få nogen omkring dig til at bede for dig.
Then that's good.
Det er okay.
Because we all need to practice that.
Det har vi alle brug for at praktisere. Hvis du har brug for, at vi beder for dig. Så kom op og stå herop foran sammen med os. Så vil vi bede sammen med dig.
But it's not just for the preachers to pray.
Men det er ikke kun for at prædike.
The Holy Spirit was poured out on the sons and the daughters.
Helligånden blev udgydt over sønnerne og døtrene. Alt kød. Gud kan bruge dig lige så kraftigt, så kan han bruge. Han kan bruge mig. Hvis du ikke ønsker eller ikke har behov for at komme herfrem i dag, så bed nogen af dem omkring dig til at bede. Det er den samme Gud.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.